ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
तेजः
प्रभाव बल पौरुष बुद्धि योगा नराधनाय हि भवन्ति परस्य पुंसो। भक्त्या सुतोष भगवान् गजयुतपाय मन्ये। I consider dhana riches Abhijana, aristocratic family, Rupa, personal beauty, Tapa, austerity, Shruta Alja, and knowledge on account of studying the Vedas, Teja, being so powerful, Prabhava, influence, Bala, bodily strength, Paurusha, personal high grade activities, Buddhi Yoga, as well as things done by some person very expertly and intelligently. Na, not actually. Aradhanaya, for worshipping the Lord. He, indeed, bhavanti, can become, parasya, of the transcendent, pungsa, supreme personality of Godhead. Bhaktya, simply by devotional service. Tatosha, satisfy. Bhagavan, supreme personality of Godhead. Gajayutapaya, the king of elephants, on account of devotional service only. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj continued to offer his prayers as follows. I consider that a person who is possessed of all riches, born in an aristocratic family, by bodily luster and by beauty, by austerity, by education, by expert activities, by effulgence, by influence, by bodily strength, historical activities, intelligence, and mystic yoga power, by all these qualifications, nobody can worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but simply by devotional service, as it was done by Gajendra. Thus the Lord was satisfied upon him.
Manne dhanadhijana rupa tapasthito uja, yuja prabhava balo paurusha buddhi yoga. नाराधनाय भवन्ति परस्य पुंसो भक्त्या सुतोष भगवान् गजदूतपाय। तो भगवत भक्ति इज नॉट डिपेंडेंट ऑन एनी मेटीरियल पोजिशन। मेटीरियल पोजिशन विद दिस पर्सन इज फुल्ली गिवन हियर। If one is very rich, he cannot think that I can become a devotee of the Lord. Because Hiranyakashipu possessed the riches of the whole universe, but he could not become a devotee. So, this is misconception that because I am very rich, I am very beautiful, I am very intelligent, I am a great scholar, I am a very prestigious person, and so on, so on. There are so many things. But Prahlad Maharaj says, no, nothing of these items can help you to be promoted to this transcendental platform of devotional service. Okay. Only bhakti. And Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktyama Madhijana, he never says that by karma, by jnana, by yoga, nothing. There are four things for elevation. Karma, jnana, yoga, and astri, bhakti. Bhakti is the ultimate goal. Karma, you cannot become perfect if it is not mixed up with bhakti. That is called karma yoga. Jnana itself is useless unless it is added with bhakti. That is called jnana yoga. Similarly, hatha yoga, every yoga, everything is yoga. Karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, hatha yoga. But yoga means connection, linka, which is supreme. Then it is karma yoga, dhyana yoga, jnana yoga. When this yoga becomes completely pure, then without karma, without jnana, without mystic power, that is called pure yoga. So that pure yoga means love of God. Krishna is my Lord, I am Krishna's servant. This much understanding, I am eternal servant of Krishna. So my life is for Krishna. Therefore, all my activities should be simply directed for the benefit of Krishna. This is called pure yoga. And therefore, Krishna says that yoginam api sarvesam madhvata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati yomam samijukratam. There are many types of yogis, but the yogi who is always thinking of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Yes. So they are first class yogi. Even they are just like Prahlad Maharaj. He was first class yogi because he was always thinking of Krishna, Narayana. And he was not afraid of his father's punishment, chastisement. Prahlad Maharaj analyzed that these things cannot help you. If you think that I am a very rich man, I can purchase God. Generally they think so, that by riches one can purchase God. Then dhanar abhijana. Abhijana means aristocratic family. Big connector, big, big man. That is called abhijana. This is Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was minister. So, he was connected with very big, big families. Chakrasuram asesa mandalapati sani. This Rupa Goswami gave up this aristocratic position. Because he was a minister, his connection with big, big jamindars, with big businessmen, big, big nawabs, he could not mix with ordinary men. But he gave up everything. This is the same example that Prahlad Maharaj said. Abhijana. That is it. So Rupa Goswami gave an example. Tattvātu namasi samandala patisane sadā tuchyam. Tuchyam, there is no value. Insignificant. Deva. The same line. This is called disciple success. Many millions of years, the Prahlad Maharaj said that Abhijana, by these things, you cannot achieve the platform of devotional life. And many, many millions of years after, so Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami also showed the same example. Takshyasu namasi samandala patisani sada tuchya. So this is called parampara system. Not that millions of years ago Prahlad Maharaj thought this is this. That is now gone. Now something new should be introduced. No. It cannot be changed. It was millions of years ago. This is called parampara system. Krishna said, millions of years ago, I spoke this Bhagavad Gita Yoga process to Sangha. Imam Vivasati Yogam Prasthavan Aham, the same Aham Krishna, he spoke millions and trillions of years ago to Sangha. So, nothing new. Krishna consciousness is not a new manufactured method. No. It is the oldest. So, Prahlad Maharaj also the same sense. Rupa. Rupa means personal beauty. And very beautiful that Krishna will be attracted. Krishna has many, many thousands of beautiful wives and friends. In Vrindavan, he has many, many beautiful girlfriends, the gopis. And in Dwarka, he has many, many beautiful queens, 16,108. Count. Lakshmi, they are all goddess of fortune. That is Krishna. Lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sevamanam. Govindamali purusam samahambhulya. Krishna is not after beauty, but beauty is after him. That is Krishna. Not Krishna is after beauty. The materialistic person that thinks that Krishna was so much fond of beautiful woman. No, that's not the fact. The beautiful oval were after Krishna. That is Krishna. Krishna is so beautiful. Kandatva koti kamaniya visesa soham. Kandatva. Kandatva means Cupid. We have heard the name of Cupid. Very beautiful. Attract. But he is kandatva koti kamaniya visesa soham. Govindamāhi, samsamāhi. Krishna does not want any duty for his satisfaction. He is self-satisfied. But devotees, beautiful devotees, rich devotees, aristocratic devotees, perfect devotees, they are there is. He is self-satisfied. He doesn't require this. That's like when these foolish people read Srimad Bhagavatam and it is saying that Krishna had 16,000 wives, queens. So they think that an ordinary man, one who keeps more than one wife, he is considered to be very lusty. No, that is not the fact. Krishna, these 16,000 wives, how they became wives? you know this story, that many beautiful, 16,000 beautiful, the king's daughters were kidnapped by the Asura. What is the name of that Asura? Bhoma Asura, no? Yeah. So, they prayed to Krishna that you are suffering, kidnapped by this rascal. Please save us. So Krishna came to rescue them, and Bhoomasura was killed, and all these girls were made free. But after freedom, they were still standing there. So Krishna asked them, now you can go home to your father. And they said that we are kidnapped, and we cannot be married. In India still, that rule is there. If one, a girl, young girl, goes out of home for one day or 2 days, nobody will marry him. Nobody will marry him. He is considered to be spoiled. This is still the Indian system. So they were kidnapped for so many days or so many years. So they appealed to Krishna that will not be accepted either by our father, neither anybody will agree to marry. Then Krishna understood that their position is very precarious. Although they are released, they cannot go anywhere. Then Krishna is so kind, bhakta bhakta. He inquired, what do you want? That they said that you accept me, otherwise we have no other means to stay. Krishna immediately, yes? Come on. This is true. And not that he 16,000 wives was concentrated in one camp. He immediately constructed 16,000 palaces. Because he has accepted as wife, he must be maintained as his wife, as his queen. Not that because they have no other means, they have come to my shelter, I can keep them anyway. No. Most respectfully, as queen, as Krishna's queen. And again, he thought that the 16,000 wives, so, if I remain alone, one figure, then my wife cannot meet me. Everyone has to wait for 16,000 days to see the husband. No. He expanded himself into 16,000 Krishna. This is Krishna. These rascals, they accused Krishna as woman hunter. This is not like you. He cannot maintain even one wife. But he maintained 16,000 wives in 16,000 palaces and in 16,000 expansion of all. Everyone was pleased. This is Krishna. We have to understand what is Krishna. Don't try to imitate Krishna. First of all, try to understand Krishna. So, then again, Papa. Jagadvara Papa Kriya. Not Ajam. Padam is not. In the human society, this is very essential. That one must perform Jagva. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Dana. Actually, Brahmachari. He must perform Jagva. Then Grihastha, he must give in charity. Who will give charity? Now they can maintain even family. Where is the question of charity? The Grihastha must give in charity. Jagdha Dhana and Papa. And those who are vanaprastha and sannyasi, this is practice tapasya, austerities. Jagadgana tapasya, natajyam, kajameva tat. Because you are taking sannyasi, you cannot give up these things. Jagadgana tapasya. It must continue. You cannot say, you have given up everything, you have given up these things. No. Krishna therefore says, Jagadgana tapasya, pavanani manishina. Even if you think that you have become very great, saintly person, still you cannot give up this Jagadgana tapasya. So, tapas. And, Sutta means education. Education means basic education. Not this electrical education. No, that is not education. Nowadays, we have taken education, technology as education. That is not education. If I become an expert electrician, that is not education. Education has Pandita, the Chanakopani in the lower stage of life, ordinary life, he said, who is educated, Pandita. He said, Matribat Paradari, who? Paradabbe, who? Lostava, Atavatta Bhute, who? Japasati, Sapan. This is education. Where is that education? Matribat Paradari. All woman, mother. Where is that education? There is no education. Therefore, in this age, practically everyone is a mura. Not educated. He does not know how to look upon woman. Woman should be looked as mother. Still, in India, unknown woman should be addressed mother. We have introduced now in the northern India, Bahinji. No, this was not getting it. Mataji. This is Indian culture, not Bahinji. This has been introduced now. No. Matra Satra Dhitrava. Woman connection with man is as mother, as sister, as daughter. No other reason. This is Indian culture. Matrivat paradarisu paradandesu loksava asavastha gubhutesu japasantriha pandit. This is culture. This is called soul. And teja, ojasa. Ojasa means strength. This is a khatriya. They are teja. A khatriya cannot tolerate that a man is being tortured before. No, he will take immediately. Why man? Even animal. Even animal. That's why Parikshit Maharaj, he saw that one cow was being attempted to be killed. Immediately took his sword. And in modern civilization, even in a city like New York, if a man is killed before one man, nobody will take him. Nobody will take him. Is it not? Let him be killed. I am going in my own. So, this is not civilization. There is no Brahmana, there is no Kshatriya, there is no Vaishya. Simply all Shudras. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. So you cannot be happy under the government of the Shudras. That is not possible. Must be changed. Government must be very, very powerful. Even say, not more than 100 years ago, the Kashmir king was so powerful that there was no stealing in the state, from the whole state. There was no stealing. There was no thief. That is government. At night I have to become concerned, the thief may come, a burglar may come. That is not. One should lie down very freely, the government is there. That is called Kshatriya. Teja, then Prabha, influence, Bolo, bodily strength, Paurusha. Paurusha means one who has achieved many wonderful things. That's called Paurusha. So nowadays there are many persons who are very till they have done so-called achievement, just like this atom bomb. It will also happen. But what for this purpose? The purpose is to kill. That is not Prabha. Prabha is to move to our influence. Prabhava, Purusha, and Buddhi, intellect. The Buddhi means not how to keep you. That is not Buddhi. Buddhi means to know what is your problem of life and endeavor for solving this problem. This is called Buddhi. Therefore, Bhakti Yoga is known as Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi Yoga. In the Bhagavad Gita I will find this word, Buddhi Yoga. What is that Buddhi Yoga? Buddhi Yoga means Jelamam Upajantite Dadani Buddhi Yoga. That is Buddhi. Intelligence means to know how to go back to home, back to God. That is intelligence. Not that intelligence, how to cheat you, how to get some money, who can prove. That is not intelligence. That intelligence I see, I was, I was spending. That is in act, a small act. As soon as there is a drop of sugar juice, immediately, within a second, hundreds of ounces. Here is a drop of sugar. This is necessary. This kind of buddhi yoga, or buddhi intelligence, how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, and how to defend. Even in the act that this buddhi yoga is. That is not buddhi. To endeavor too much for the ahara mitra bhayamantinansa, that is not considered buddhi. That buddhi intelligence is there even in the act. A small act. The real buddhi yoga is how to be engaged in devotional service of the Lord. That is buddhi. How to become first class devotee of Krishna. That is called buddhi yoga. Buddhi yogam dadamitam. Jinovamo vijayantite. That is buddhi yoga. How to go back to home, back to God. That is buddhi. So this ordinary buddhi will not. Everyone has got intelligence. Even the ant has got intelligence. He studies something. The sparrow, he has got intelligence. But the perfect intelligence is there when one is in bhakti yoga, in satsina, pakhata brahmajigyasa. When one is searching after the absolute truth, that is buddhi yoga. Buddhi yoga, Yajisatu yoga. No anadhana. This ordinary material buddhi, material wealth, material beauty, these things are not competent to worship the Supreme Personality of God. No aradhanaya. No aradhanaya bhavanti. These are useless. So, don't be disappointed that because I am poor, I cannot become devotee. Everyone can become devotee. Abala Vidya Vanita. Even the children, they see how the children they are dancing. They are chanting, they are offering obeisances. That is bhakti yoga. Appatihata. Because they are children, they cannot become a devotee. It is not that fact. Everyone can become devotee, provided he is properly guided. That is it. Dayumsar Parodhatma, Vato Bhakti Radhukhali, Ahoyukati, Apati Hata, Jeno Ahasam Prasidati. So, Gadaju Sapaya, here it is, even the elephant, he also became a great devotee. Even a monkey, Hanuman, he became a great devotee. He is not even human. So therefore, bhakti is apratihata. It cannot be checked. In any condition, you become. See, simply if you learn from the authority how to do it. That greatest authority is Krishna. He says, I give you intelligence. Buddhi yogam dadan. I give. How? Tisam satavirittana bhajatana phili buddhut. If one is watching under the direction of his spiritual master with love and faith, then Krishna from within as Shrestha Guru, the Guru within the heart, he'll help you and he'll send you bona fide Guru to help you externally. So both ways he'll be helped and he'll become Prahlada. Thank you very much.